Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Outspoken Hunter MP Joel Fitzgibbon has today quit Labor's front bench. The longtime MP was the Shadow Minister for Agriculture and Resources, but has today stepped back from the roles, saying he decided after the 2019 election that he would quit the Shadow Cabinet. Joel Fitzgibbon has told media in Canberra this morning that he is simply following through with his plan, but also added he had tried to bring the Labor Party back to its roots.
I set myself a timetable 18 months ago, and I was determined to stick with it. If this is the wrong day, when is the right day? And I've been quite robust in some of my contributions, and I have no regrets about that. I've been trying to put Labor back into the Labor Party, trying to take the Labor Party back to its traditional roots.
The Darbrook mine has hit another road bump. The official date for the mine to be able to restart operations until 2027 was today, but a last-ditch effort is seeing the mine head back to the New South Wales Land and Environment Court on Thursday after the Hunter Thoroughbred Breeders Association joined proceedings. In a statement to the ASX, Australia Pacific Coal said they've received a notice that the association will apply to join the proceedings. The association will also seek to stay proceedings, which will potentially prevent the finalisation of them on the terms that were agreed upon. The company will oppose the application. The court was set to rubber stamp the agreement today after the Independent Planning Commission and Australia Pacific Coal came to an agreement last week that the mine could reopen until 2027 during a conciliation conference. The New South Wales government has laid out its electricity infrastructure roadmap for the state to deliver renewable energy zones, storage and a plan for cheap, reliable electricity. The plan includes more than 9,000 jobs and $32 billion worth of private investment that will be seen in the regions by 2030. The roadmap will see red tape cut and approval sped up for infrastructure in renewable energy zones, long-term investment for long-duration storage like pumped hydro, gas and batteries, and make sure renewable projects proceed where local communities want them and in ways that are consistent with farming. There is some criticism of the roadmap, though, with the Hunter left out of the renewable energy zones and not even declared as one itself. There's a Central West, New England and Southwest New South Wales renewable energy zone, but no Hunter. And there'll be some new bus shelters pop up around the Muswellbrook Shire. Council has received a grant to initially construct two bus shelters out of the 12 they hope to build. One will be on Brook Street and another will be at the Muswellbrook Marketplace. Mayor Martin Rush says they are a funky new design that will be rolled out across town.
Well, similar designs. It's quite a funky new design. First one and the second one are in the urban centres. As I say, the first two of 12 overall, but $48,000 grant. It's a nice way to kick off any new project, just to get a bit of money from some other level of government to be able to do it.
The Newcastle Jets will be paying Maitland a visit later this month. In preparation for the 2020-21 A-League season, the Jets will take on new club MacArthur FC in a trial match at Maitland No. 1 Sports Ground on November 26. This marks the first time the Jets have played in Maitland since their trials against the Central Coast Mariners and Western Sydney Wanderers back in 2018. Maitland Council says it is free entry for general admission tickets and grandstand seats will be $5 a seat. Tickets are available from today at maitlandevents.com.au. And that's your latest local news and sport.